Probation is supposed to be a pathway out of the criminal justice system. But in Pennsylvania, what we have is a probation to prison revolving door. Last year, a nonpartisan council of state governments issued a report indicating that our Commonwealth spends over $100 million every single year to incarcerate offenders who commit technical violations relating to probation and parole. We're not talking about new criminal offenses that will be prosecuted. We're talking about technical violations like missing curfew, not making an appointment with your probation officer, or failing a drug test. This approach is both expensive and ineffective, and it is not making our neighborhoods safer. If a probationer violates his or her probation terms in some minor technical way, the solution is not confinement. The solution is better guidance with incentives to succeed, not traps to failure. By matching the punishment to the offenses and rewarding good behavior, this legislation moves us towards our ultimate goal of rehabilitating offenders and restoring communities. That is why I'm very proud to be a prime sponsor of Senate Bill 14 with Senator Anthony Williams, a measure which will help reform our overly burdensome probation system from one that too often traps people in a cycle of incarceration to one that offers opportunity and a path to a better life. I believe it's time that Pennsylvania joins the 30 other states that have responsibly addressed probation sentences to ensure minor violations do not result in new sentences not matching the crime. The criminal justice system was designed to both protect the public and pave the way for individuals to be rehabilitated and successfully reintegrated into the community. And that is the purpose behind our legislation.